Welcome to the Blues Diabolik Podcast. Here to indulge you in a session of the devil's music. So sit back, relax, and take it all in. After all, it has been said that the devil has the best tunes.
Welcome to the Blues Diabolik Podcast here on Radio Free Satan. My name is Bill M. Fat Max, your usual host and the creator of the Blues Diabolik Podcast, is taking a break from the show right now. He will be returning next month. In the meantime, he has graciously allowed me to host an episode or two in his absence. And I am a big fan of the blues. I even got to perform a blues song dedicated to Fat Max at the Church of Satan's 60th anniversary celebrations. It would be easy for me to throw together a dozen of my favorite blues songs for you. I would love to do that. However, if you're familiar at all with this podcast, you know that Max typically creates each episode with a theme in mind. And if you're familiar with that, then I'm going to presume you're familiar with Radio Free Satan, which means you probably know about my show on Radio Free Satan, The Devil's Mischief, a comedy novelty podcast I've been doing since 2003. So I figured it seemed only fitting that I, host of The Devil's Mischief, take this opportunity to present you a comedy blues episode. Yes, you'll be hearing a special selection of humor and bizarre novelty of a 12-bar variety. Let's get things started with a song from the soundtrack to the comedy film UHF. It's Weirdo Yankovic with an original composition of his, Generic Blues.
Nose-picking, boo-licking, sniveling, groveling, worthless hunk of slime. Nothing but a low-down, beer-bellied, bone-headed, pigeon-toed, turkey-necked, weasel-faced, worthless hunk of slime. I guess I got a pretty low self-image. Maybe it's a chemical imbalance or something. I should probably go and see a doctor about it when I got the time.
Ah!
Okay, now make it shut up. Plagues and famine and pestilence always seem to get me down. I always feel so miserable whenever I'm around. I wish somebody would come along, stick a pitchfork through my brain. I'd flush myself right down the toilet, but I just clog up the drain. Some shoes and go bowling. Maybe I'll join a league, enter a tournament, put on a stupid looking shirt and go bowling instead. Yeah.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Radio Free Satan.
Oh, good morning, JR.
Good morning. Who we got in the studio today?
Studio B, Blind Melon Chitlin.
Blind Melon Chitlin, isn't that new British rock group?
Oh, no, JR, that's the old blues singer that you signed the other day, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's the one we gave the $10 the bottle of booze and the hooker to, huh?
That's the one, JR.
Yeah, well, let's get going. I feel like solid gold already.
Right you are.
Is that him in the studio?
That's him.
All right, Mr. Chitlin! Mr. Chitlin! What? He ain't deaf, too, is he?
No, JR, you have to push the switch forward.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to see if you knew. Listen, Mr. Chitlin! Mr. Chitlin, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, baby. Hey, listen, Mr. Chitlin, can I call you by your first name?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen, now, Blind Baby, what we want to go for on this record is not just a blues record, but we want a document. An epic document depicting the struggle of the black people against the white devil slave masters. You got that? Can you understand? What the hell? What's the drummer's name? Johnny? Johnny! Want to give him a push there? Come on, there, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Chitlin, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, blind baby. Pay a little more attention now, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So we want to start from the top, blind baby, and really cook, honey. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, hit it. Oh, cut. Johnny, want to find him his harmonica? Yeah, that's it. Put it in his hand there. Okay, blind baby, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, let's try it with a harmonica this time, okay, honey?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take it from 4 and really burn, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, cook!
Oh,
hold it! Cut! Now listen, blind baby, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, listen, what we want is a little more enunciating. The kids today are hung up on the lyrics. They like to listen to the words. I don't know why. But listen, baby, a little more enunciating, okay? We want a little bit more clear. You got that, baby?
Yeah.
All right, let's take it from the top now. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, hit it! Cut. Blind baby. The thumping's coming through. So, hey, listen, can we get him to take off his shoes or something?
He already has his shoes off, JR.
Ah, look like rubber boots to me. Okay, never mind, blind baby. All right, let's take it from the top again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, burn!
Go down, go see my game.
Yeah, I guess we can get a dance record out of this.
Go downtown, gonna see my girl, y'all.
Yeah, that old natural rhythm's born right in him.
Listen. Gonna sing a song, y'all.
Yeah, sing that old song.
I'm gonna show my ding-dong.
Yeah, show that old ding-dong. Hey, stop! Cut! A blind baby, Listen, I'm not too clear on the lyrics there that you just used, so let's go back, huh? Maybe it's my fault. Listen, I'll read you what I got, okay? Going downtown, gonna see my gal, gonna sing her a song, gonna show her my ding-dong. That's right, ding-dong. Blind baby, what the hell's this ding-dong?
I think he's gonna show you, JR.
All right, let's show him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Will you look at the size of that thing? Hey, we'll never get that on the album cover. Probably play jump rope with it, though.
This isn't the stuff we normally do for you guys that are buying this. This is what happens when you consume massive amounts of drugs and alcohol.
When you're in a coma, you know that?
The Metro with your host, Reverend Jeff Ivins, where I play post-punk, new wave, and other hits from the 1980s. Get it at RadioFreeSatan.com. Hail, Satan.
Bill M. here, bringing you this episode of the Blues Diabolic Podcast. The show's creator, Fat Max, is taking a break from the show, but he will be back in June. In the meantime, I'm bringing you an assortment of comedic blues. That's the blues theme for this episode. In the first block, you heard Weird Al's Generic Blues, then the classic Cheech and Chong track Blind Melon Chitlin, and then a B-side from heavy metal band Wasp, titled DB Blues on the sleeve, and I'm sure by now I don't have to tell you what the DB stands for. I'll have another blues track from Weird Al later in the show, even a blues B-side from Iron Maiden, believe it or not. Also comedy from Martin Mull and Todd Barry, along with a rare bizarre track from my favorite band, The Residents. But next, I'd like to play my absolute favorite comedic blues number. This is Screamin' Jay Hawkins. He's best known for his song, I Put a Spell on You. But I've played lots of his other songs before in The Devil's Mischief, especially around Halloween time. And this is one of those songs where you must know the title of the song in order for the song to make any sense. Got to know the title to get the joke. So the song starts with its own introduction, and here it is. This is Constipation Blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
I feel all right. Yes, I'm beginning to feel all right now. Splash! Yeah, I tell you, everything's gonna be all right. Splash! Feel all right.
There's a place in Times Square called the B.B. King Blues Bar. I walk by this place, guess who is headlining? B.B. King. Hey, B.B., share the wealth, asshole. You don't go see a concert at the Continental Airlines Arena. You open the door, there's a 747 sitting. I think that's a parallel example, people. Gotta hope BB, when he listens to this, knows that I was just fucking around, man. I don't want to get an email from BB King. Yo, man, not cool. Right when I was just getting over my blues. I gotta fucking have someone harsh me on a fucking multi-platinum comedy album.
Hey, I'm Todd Barry, and you're listening to Radio Free Satan. I've never listened to it myself, but it sounds good.
Folks listening at home, you hear all those laughs? Isn't that great? You know why they're laughing. What I'm using here is my ukulele, which was the first thing I ever owned, and a little baby bottle I used to carry around with me at that time. And see if I can get it on for you here. I remember you have to stamp your foot first. I want to remember. One, two, three. Okay. I feel so bad. Lord, have mercy. Tell the truth now. Yeah. Granddaddy down on the Delta in Cleveland, Lake Erie. You tell me all about it, son, okay?
Oh.
I call him a granddad. A granddad, yeah. He's still on hand, sir. Better call him again. That ought to do it. No, he's still on hand, sir. What are you gonna do? Better call him again now. Yeah. That did it. Here he come now. He's so happy, too. He just sold a house. Here's a little tune he taught me. The words are his. I woke up this afternoon. I saw both cars were gone. I woke up this afternoon, Lord, mommy. I saw both cars were gone. I feel so low down deep inside. I threw my drink across the lawn. I feel so low down deep inside. I threw my drink. What'd you do? What'd you do now? Tell me about it. Come on, Lucille. I threw my drink across the lawn.
The Neutral Wisdom Podcast is a podcast dedicated to passing on knowledge and wisdom from a satanic perspective. Hosted by Satanist Robert Shirley, author of Neutral Wisdom, Contemplations of a Satanic Warlock. Join us as we challenge conventional wisdom and offer refreshing insights for those seeking deeper understanding and self-empowerment through a modern philosophy. Embrace your own authenticity and transformative potential. Join us wherever you get your podcasts or at neutralwisdom.ca. Ever forward.
You are listening to the Blues Diabolic Podcast here on Radio Free Satan. Go to RadioFreeSatan.com to find more episodes of this podcast, and maybe also listen to other shows on Radio Free Satan, like The Metro or The Devil's Mischief. That's RadioFreeSatan.com. In that second block, you heard Screamin' Jay Hawkins, some stand-up comedy from Todd Barry, a bizarre little number, Going to Arcata Blues, and that is from that most famous unknown band, as they're called, The Residents. Capturing the joys and pains of the days of the hippies, I suppose is what that song is all about. And also Ukulele Blues, performed live by comedian Martin Mull. I've got a B-side here from Iron Maiden called The Nodding Donkey Blues. But as long as we're playing blues songs from British people, let's hear Weird Al Yankovic, this time with his own blues song about the royal family from back in the 1980s. Here it is, the Buckingham Blues.
Gonna tell you a story about Chuck and Diane, couple British kids from the palace at Buckingham. Chucky wants to grow up and be a polo star and ride his little horses all around the backyard, oh yeah. You know they really paid their dues. I said, hey, lordy mama, they got them Buckingham Blues. Now Chucky goes hunting and leaves Diane alone, so she fixes her hair and she talks on the princess phone. Chucky's still trying to figure out what his job's supposed to be, and Diane's the fashion leader of the aristocracy. I say, hey, lady Di, tell me where'd you get them shoes? Hard.
Twinkies with their afternoon tea. Never had a dinner made by Chef Boyardee. Being in the spotlight is a hard life to choose. Diane drops half a pound, it's on the 6 o'clock news. Oh yeah. Those kids have really paid their dues. Ah, what a royal pain it is when you got them Buckingham blues.
She's got an ass like a gold tip. She's got tits just like hot air balloons. And I mean a Hindenburg. She's the biggest girl, but I'm gonna get there soon. Yeah, you know what I mean. She's got love when you want it, but she never lets go when you get it. You disappear inside. You're never seen again, lost forever. It's your biggest girl, boy, but I'm gonna get there soon. All right, here we go. Yeah, should be some kind of guitar solo here. Wall. I don't mean she was available, she was made of concrete style. I met her in a bar, she wasn't. She was propping up the wall, in fact she was nailed to it. I got a man, I'm a said, babe, let's get down to it, man. She had a brain like a sheep dip. She got breath like a Sanskrit heart in mind. She was a big girl, she was big. She was big, she was just fucking huge, enormous. You could have sailed the Hindenburg to her legs and never even had a landing permission, huh?
That I reenact at this time the capabilities that becomes my indignation. And if the collar of my backbone is too high for your understanding, then you take it out and systematically do with gymnastics. I gotta get down to the nitty-gritty, and I mean I'm talking about those nipples you have, you call a titty. You are ignorant and you've been out here on the street talking that ignorant and shit. Now here I am about to try to straighten you out and get this mess together so nobody think we're a bunch of fools down here throwing a fit. And the first thing I want to lay on you is don't sit on that porch eating watermelon. It's bad enough every time somebody passed the street, you're blowing seeds clear across to the other side of the sidewalk. You must think your jaws are some kind of machine gun. If you gotta eat the seeds, bring them on down, baby. Eat the rhyme and eat the whole damn thing. I mean, as ignorant as you are, and as uneducated as you are, when you talk that ignorant shit, ain't nobody gonna pay the mind because they think you crazy anyhow. And don't lay no more mess on me about your mother. That's the only woman I know that wears a corset, a girdle, and a chastity belt at the same time. At her age, she should have a muzzle on her mouth. Yet she is a nice woman. She can cook good food. But you gotta wake up, baby. Now listen. Look at this picture. We took this last week when we stopped by the zoo. And a gorilla fell in love with you. You thought he looked like Earl Flynn. Then you got mad because he couldn't get it in. Why, you uneducated, tall, empire-building state baboon talking that uneducated, ignorant shit. I can't have so much more of that. And last night almost took the cake because the police damn near put me in jail. All they want to do is smell my breath to see if I've been taking drugs or drinking alcohol. But you over there talking that ignorant and shit, which caused him to take me out, put my hands up in the air and search me, read me my rights. I damn near was in jail and you couldn't come up with the bail. You gotta shut up with your ignorant self talking that ignorant and shit with your uneducated mouth. You were right. And you can't go barbecuing every Sunday using the neighborhood's pets. You don't fry the feathers. You skin the damn dog. You skin the cat. You skin the pigeons and you skin the rats. Ain't nobody gonna eat no ribs coming out of something that look worse than they do. You understand what I said? I want you to take a shower, take a bath, take a spoon, and scrape that funk from under your armpits. Stand up, spread your toes, and get yourself a fingernail file, and pick the scales out between your toes with all that mustard. The only time in my life I ever seen enough funk that smelled like black mustard. Busted. Uneducated, ignorant shit. That's what it's all about. You see your teeth? They're green. You got fungus, baby, growing in your gums. You gotta go to a dentist to get a haircut. I don't want everybody to know our business. You gotta get together. And that dog down the street, you think it's something funny when you coming back home from the store and that dog is still wrapped around your ankle humping and a-pumping like he got himself a good piece. Your leg ain't meant to be part of some damn dog's sexual appetite. I'm getting sick of that mess. You uneducated talking that ignorant shit. I love you, baby, but I just can't take it. And you be talking that ignorant shit, and I be acting like I'm gonna blow a fit. We gotta get apart cause it's breaking my heart. You be talking that ignorant and shit. Goodbye, goodbye. Don't cry, don't lie. I leave all my heart on my sleeve. Talking that ignorant shit. I gotta go. I gotta go.
Satansplain, Satanic Talk with Church of Satan Magister Bill M.
Well, it's not Satan worship, it's Satanism. It's embracing the life-enriching things which have traditionally been given the devil's name. Pride, lust, earthly success, rational self-interest, atheism, humor, nonconformity, science, a passion for living, being selective about whom we love. We don't see these as shameful sins, but empowering ideals. And we also recognize the psychological power and fun of symbolism and aesthetics, so we utilize Satan as mythology's most fitting mascot for what we're about.
Listen to Satansplain. Learn more at satansplain.com.
You have been listening to the Blues Diabolic Podcast. Thank you so much to Fat Max for giving me the opportunity to host this show. Maybe we'll hear him host an episode of The Devil's Mischief. I hope so. You can support Fat Max by checking out his music on Bandcamp.com. Go there and search for Fat Max. That's the word fat with two T's, F-A-T-T, Max, M-A-X. While you're at Bandcamp, you could look up the bizarre mathematical avant-garde band that I'm in called Noise Pie. That's Noise Pie, P-I, like the mathematical constant. You can also, of course, listen to my other podcast, which is not on Radio Free Satan, but you can find it on satansplain.com, and that is my show, Satansplain. Well, there are so many more songs I could play for you that fit into this theme of comedic blues, but I was trying to focus on songs that were actual blues songs, musically. I'm going to break that idea for this very last track for you. Here's Ivor Biggin with a song called Wanking Your Blues Away. Thank you all for listening. Hail the blues. Hail Fat Max. Hail Satan.
All those lonely blues songs, you might feel that you wrote them. You might be sad and think that life has kicked you in the scrotum. Be brave and wipe the teardrop from your eye. There's one more remedy you can try. Wanking your blues away, wanking your blues away. If you haven't had a promise and you haven't got a sister or a wife, and your brother's not keen, you can get to the promised land. The answer's right there in your hand. Try wanking to the rhythm of life. It's the source of some amusement, but the craft of self-abusement was invented, so it's thought, by the Greeks and the Westphalians, perfected by Australians, developed by the Welsh to a competitive sport.
Wanking your blues away, wanking your blues away.
Concerto for one hand and a metronome, and lots of boogie-woogie.
The cowhand sits there on his farm with loads of blisters on his arm, wanking till the cows come home.
It's time to take your trousers down, lock the door and go to town. You can wipe away your frown and wank your blues away. Don't worry that you'll lose your sight. Make the world seem gay and bright.
Wankers of the world unite!
And wank your blues away.
Wanking your blues away. Wanking your blues away.
It's a harmless hobby. It's what your right arm's for. And not for drinking lager.
The basic kit for masturbation is a thong around the hand and imagination. Keep wanking till you just can't wank no more.
Thank you for listening to the Blues Diabolique Podcast. For comments, suggestions, or requests, email me at bluesdiabolique@gmail.com. And remember, the devil has the best tunes.